Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 17 till. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. My website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. Please check it out when you get a chance. Use it to your advantage. Take the poll question on the homepage. Subscribe to my newsletter. You'll be glad you did. We'll send that to you every Sunday afternoon by email. Get you ready for the week ahead. 13 and a half years. Never missed a Sunday edition of that. Tom Asacker is our guest, our great friend, longtime Brain Trust member, one of the smartest guys I know, the author of the new book, The Business of Belief. I believe that this book is destined for greatness, Tom. Congratulations. Folks, check it out. Is it available on Amazon right now, Tom?
Yes, it is. It's available.
Brand spanking new, folks. We're launching it on the show today. In the previous segment, Tom, you talked to us about the idea of belief. We talked about belief systems, what informs you. That's something I learned what informs him, what informs his decision. I think that we're talking about a politician. You know, these are the things about this person's life that informs his decision making. And he was talking about the belief system, their beliefs. But what about, so that was that segment. Talk to us now about why you chose to use the term the business of belief.
Yeah. Well, the subtitle of the book, it's long. I'm going to read it real quickly. The subtitle is How the World's Best Marketers, Designers, Salespeople, Coaches, Fundraisers, Educators, Entrepreneurs, and Other Leaders Get Us to Believe. Because what you just said prior to me reading that was, what informs this person's decision? And in fact, we are influenced by all of these people, by marketers, by salespeople. And I don't mean persuaded. There's a big difference, right? That's why I call them leaders. Because what belief is, when you change a belief, you're moving from one place to a different place in your mind. And that journey is what these great influencers take you on. It's a journey to a new desire. It's not, let me persuade you to buy something you don't need. It's, let me take you on a journey that will give you an improved life, an improved outcome. And once people understand how that journey works, then they can be successful at accomplishing it, because that's what belief is. And unless you understand how people form beliefs and how those beliefs are changed, you will have absolutely no effect on changing their behavior, because belief is what dictates behavior, not information. That's what everybody's got wrong today. They think, well, if I make people aware of something and if I give them information, then they'll change their minds. Absolutely not true. That is not how decision-making works. And I can show you people who won't go on a diet, who won't quit smoking, who won't change bad relationships. I can show you all kinds of people who have awareness and information, but they do not change their behavior. So understanding how behavior changes, that's the holy grail today, because that's what
everybody wants. That's why I say, I use the term more than marketing connection. Because, and I'm not trying to say connect, just the word connection is enough, but you've got to move beyond marketing. Not to say that you don't use marketing, but today, what I've said in my work recently, Tom, is that relevance trumps competitiveness. And I think when you meet a relevance expectation, you're getting closer to their belief than you are when you're just marketing to them, when you're just being competitive. What do you think?
Well, belief is about personal relevance. Because everything has changed. I mean, the marketplace has gone through three ages very quickly. The first age, you know, 100 years ago, call it the age of awareness. We were like children. We had nothing All you had to do was make us aware of a telephone, a car.
That's right, or a microwave.
Right, yeah, whatever it is, just make us aware of it, and like babies, we put it in our mouth. Then we moved into the 50s and 60s, where we were overwhelmed with different choices. Now we wanted to understand the difference between them. Show us the quality. Show us the better price. Show us that you have a better delivery.
Which are all part of the competitive paradigm.
Right. Well, that's over, too. Because now look at anything, we have an expectation of price, quality, and delivery.
That's right.
Right? So you can't tell us about that. That's obvious. Don't tell us the obvious. Now
you don't even get invited to be one of the last two if you're not competitive. But just being competitive won't get you to win the thing. You have to go further, and now we're getting into the belief system.
That's it. It's all about belief now. So if you don't understand how beliefs are formed, and again, they're not formed based on information. They are backed up with information. Mm-hmm. People use information to rationalize their desires and their beliefs, but that's not how they make decisions. Because why?
Don't you think that they're making more of these decisions based on values, and which to me is at the core of our belief system?
Some of it. I mean, you know, you could go pick up a bottle of wine tomorrow, and your values might not come into it at all. It could be something completely different. It could be the way it could
be
that you
want to express someone. But if I hear about a winery, and I learn about how that company came together and what they stand for, and the way that they make their wine, and I think about, and as I'm enjoying their wine, I'm thinking about them, the way they do that I like. Now that's different, isn't it?
Well, listen, that's absolutely
different. Hey, Tom, hold on to that thought. So excited about this interview, this visit we're talking about. I'm losing track of time. We've got a hard break here. Quick break, 10 till, right back with Tom Masek.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.